From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia and China have proposed that North Korea declare a moratorium on nuclear and missile tests while the United States and South Korea refrain from large-scale military exercises. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zheng Shuang says the situation on the peninsula is complex and sensitive, and also urged calm and restraint by all parties. The statement came after North Korea tested a missile that flew higher and longer than previous ones. Moscow and Beijing suggested that if North Korea halts nuclear missile tests while the U.S. and South Korea freeze military maneuvers, the parties could sit down for talks. Portuguese authorities suspect international terrorists and arms traffickers are behind a very professional theft last week at the country's national armory. VOA's Miguel Amaya.
The suspicions have prompted the Attorney General's office to broaden the scope of its investigation into the theft of hand grenades, 9mm ammunition, and possibly other weapons. The defense minister called the theft a very professional job.
No further details of the investigation will be provided due to Portugal's judiciary secrecy law, which forbids the release of information about open investigations. A five-member bipartisan congressional delegation led by Republican Senator John McCain made the observation Tuesday on a trip to Kabul that they are calling very unsettling. President Donald Trump's military surge will not alone win the war in Afghanistan. President Trump is proposing a strategy that may be unveiled next week to add several thousand U.S. troops to the already 8,600 that are deployed in Afghanistan. This is VOA News.